I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what you've learned about settings and how the sense of place shapes the story.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that, I mean, I think a lot of writers would say this, but that's the thing I feel the most. Like, that attaches me to the story that I'm working on the most. Like, once I figure out where it is, I just love it so much more. It's like, it's almost like the story becomes a place I can return to as opposed to this thing I'm kind of like struggling with. And I remember reading, I think Richard Ford said that if you sacrifice setting in a story, you sacrifice mood, which I think is true. That it's more than just a kind of visual backdrop for the reader. It's like a, it pervades the whole piece. But it's really important to me. And one of the most interesting things that happens is occasionally I will set a story in a place that I haven't really been and I don't know that well. And so the work makes requirements of me in my life, and that seems like that's one of the most exciting things that can happen. In fact, I have a story that's I'm working on right now, and I think it's set in Berkeley, but I keep telling myself, like, I keep questioning myself, like, maybe I just want to go to Berkeley, but I'm not sure that's right yet.
Destination.
Yeah.